Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the November Security Planning and Zoning Commission. This meeting is now called to order. Are there any additions or deletions or any changes to the agenda? I have one. Under number four, where we appoint the new member, I'd like to add a Charlie to elect a new vice chair for the P&amp;Z because the gentleman that resigned was the vice chair, so we need to elect him.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other changes? Motion to approve has changed.
Motion.
We have a motion.
He did, okay. Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It was approved. Approval of the minutes.
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And sign. Okay, new member appointment. We're acknowledging that we have accepted and the town has accepted Mr. Bada's resignation from planning and zoning. Now Ms. Avery will swear in John Coffin.
Can you raise your right hand and repeat after me? Aye.
Aye, John Coffin.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and maintain.
Do solemnly swear I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
As a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
As a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
For the town of Curry Beach.
For the town of Curry Beach. Thank you, Nancy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I think Mr. Cawthorn has been our alternate for a number of months. And so certainly I think the rest of the panel knows him pretty well, Mr. Eldridge, perhaps some people. But for some of the folks in the audience, I would like Mr. Cawthorn to give just a short bio on who he is, what he's done.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the chance to do that. So I grew up in Virginia, graduated high school and college there, and then I was in the Air Force for 29 years, retiring in 2010. And after that, 5 years in industry, did not prefer to stay in the Washington, D.C. area, so we found beautiful Curry Beach, moved down here in 2015, and I've lived down here since then, and consult.
Great. Glad to have you. Did anybody sign up for public comments?
Did you want?
I'm sorry.
The one I added.
Is your name? Okay, we need to elect a new vice chairman of P&Z. And during the questioning beforehand, Mr. Galbraith said he would be more than willing to fill in for that position. We always have an election of the two officers in January, so it may change again pretty soon. But I would make a motion that we elect or appoint, elect Mr. Galvin as the new vice chair of P&amp;Z.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well. Mr. Galvin has been on the committee longer than any of the rest of us, and at one time was the chair for a while, and he got some involved with his other activities, stepped down to be just a regular member, and now the new vice chair. Okay, now, did anybody sign up for public comments?
No.
Old business, setbacks and structure. Drew reviewed the draft ordinance changes distributed by Mr. Eldridge at the August meeting and associated proposed consistency statements.
I'll take that, Chairman.
Okay.
It's kind of redundant because I didn't get any changes communicated to me, and because I did such a stellar job the first time, there wasn't much left to do. So I'm only going to take a minute or two to tell you what I did do.
John, that's you and Jerry Justin. And you've got your copy.
Thank you.
We had a few tweaks here and there, which I took care of. The main tweak was there was some inconsistent. We wanted the language to be uniform, minimum required setbacks instead of, in some cases, that language versus 20-foot setback. But really, if you go to the next to the last page, or actually three pages up from the bottom, that's really the substantive part, and there wasn't a whole lot that needed to be done there as well. What my notes indicated, and you all can correct me if I'm wrong, but in 19.3.20, well, I see that the numbering is wrong. I don't know that it's wrong on the black copy. Kathy, let me see your black copy for a minute. Microsoft is always a growing experience. Yeah, I'll have to change the number on that. I'll get you a new black copy. But we took out screen walls, and we took out decks and left walkways. In other words, ground level walkways. We eliminated decks, we eliminated screen walls, and we eliminated driveways. I'll come back to that in a minute. Down further, about a third of the way up from the bottom, under 19.321.5, right above 326, we included wood and gravel or other permeable materials that driveways can be constructed of. And those are really the only substantive changes of what I did compared to what you looked at before. Mr. Richardson sent me an email about fences, wire link fences in the setbacks, and inquired whether that would be an obstruction. I note that the policy consensus of the board last time, and which I think is in the code currently, to allow fences. And I recall back when we were doing maybe the animal stock, livestock regulations, we took a look at fences and suggested eliminating wire fences totally, and council didn't pick up on that particular recommendation. So fences are allowed in the setback. That's what you all agreed to last time, and wire fences are still in the town. So that's my reply to your question. But that's really it, except for cleaning up the language, making the language uniform without any substantive changes, and incorporating those real changes that I just talked about in the 19.320. It's not much different at all than what you looked at last time we met. So unless there's any questions, I'll circulate a proposed consistency statement for you to consider. And I will note that I have to go back and correct the bullet numbering on 19.320, and I'll take care of that tomorrow and send Kathleen a clean copy. Are there any questions on what's in front of you? Do you need a second more to look at it? Again, it's 97% of what you saw last time.
So these are proposed changes to the setback orders?
You all are looking at proposed text amendments. You're reviewing and reporting on proposed text amendments under the zoning chapter. Okay. So this will go to town council with a consistency statement.
Then the council will hold a public hearing on all these changes at one time?
Well, they're all related.
Right.
So I don't see the need for separate proceedings. I don't remember if this town, does your town council do public hearings for text amendments to zoning?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the next step. And it really ought to do it as a lump sum because it's all setbacks from top to bottom.
I had one question about the parking, just to kind of clarify my memory. We're adding, provided that, however, off-street parking for residential uses shall only be allowed in the front yard setback. But then we have the parking is required as per sections 19-334 through 19-339. Why are we adding that additional comment?
So that residential parking doesn't occur off-street in the side of the rears.
Okay, so
I don't think 339 to 344 is specific with respect to that, but we spent some time deciding that we didn't want
I remember that. So this is added to just simply say that only it can be the only off-street parking, and it's only for residential uses, can be in the front setback. Okay, I was confused by that.
That's correct.
The language. Provided that, however.
Well, we can take
out the however. Maybe that's confusing to you. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We can take out the however.
Okay.
So, Kathleen, you can trash what I gave you.
Actually, it's a semicolon. You can take out provided that, however, all three of those. And just simply start off-street parking for residential use shall only be allowed.
Well, may I keep the provided that unless the board directs me otherwise?
Sure. Yeah, it's not that important to me.
Anything else on these?
Did you change 19-246?
Was that the tourist lodging?
Yes, sir.
Pretty sure I got it right.
I was going through the old one.
Got it.
246
is pretty.
Yes, yeah, you left it all.
It's okay?
Yep. Just double check.
Just very quickly, on the parking, you have the same however in all.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's global. I'll catch it on all of them.
So, Mr. Albert, you'll provide a consistency statement?
May I approach, as I would say in court? Kathleen and I have spent considerable time and effort revamping the consistency statement, and I think it's, and because two recent Court of Appeals cases invalidated land use decisions based on a defective consistency statement. Yeah, may I have that one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with what this one is. So let's walk through it so we can talk about the new format, but also what we're doing in this particular case. Most of it is just formatting. You can see that. But in this particular case, we have to find consistency with the land use plan. And to introduce the topic, let me just read to you the unrevised part of the setback definition. Setback shall mean the distance, yada, 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 in order to provide for runoff control, health, safety, firefighting, free flow of air, and adequate off-street parking. So, in the middle of the page, I've taken the liberty, and I thought, if only for municipal code codification, third-party vendors, I've made it crystal clear what sections we are text amending in the articles and the sections. But the key part is the finding, which is the indented paragraph at the bottom. The paragraph above that says that you all are sending these to town council for their consideration and approval, and you consider the recommendation to be reasonable in the public interest, which is what the statute requires, based on its findings that the amendments more effectively regulate the function and use of setbacks, and that's because we got rid of ambiguity and inconsistency. And effective setback regulations are consistent with the goal on land use compatibility set forth in Part 3, Section 2B of the Land Use Plan, which provides, and you can read the indented paragraph for yourself. The indented paragraph is the finding of where in that plan these text amendments are consistent with and why it's reasonable and in the public interest to council, for council to adopt them. So this, we can change it, but that's the proposed consistency statement that staff is bringing to you tonight for these changes.
I've got a question, and I really like the way this is done. Now, when I was chair for about 6 years, I signed a lot of consistency statements that were one paragraph, we think this is compatible, and so forth. This is a much more specific approach.
I tell you, it's a pain in the butt to do.
I understand, but it raises an interesting issue because you talked about some cases where things have been thrown out.
That's because...
Does it retroactively go back and do consistency statements?
No, the statute of limitations is so short on challenging a text amendment to a zoning ordinance. It's like 30 days.
Oh.
No, you're okay. But from a risk management standpoint, and because I don't know what we dealt with last time, I think it had to do with the amendment to exempt the town from setbacks. We just looked at this thing and we couldn't make it work, so we said the heck with it. And Kathleen was very patient because every time we thought we got it right, I tweaked it again. I think we went through about 9 different final drafts in one day. So, and I tweaked it again today. So, but there it is. So if you're satisfied with that finding and that it illustrates the consistency, you could entertain a motion to adopt that consistency statement, and Chairman Ellen can sign off on it.
I'll make such motion to adopt the consistency statement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And just a note for staff, so I'll give you a revised, clean, black line copy. I'll also give you a digital red line copy based on the revisions I'm going to do. I'll email those to you probably tomorrow.
We also need a motion to adopt the recommended sending this to council.
I guess so.
So again, I'll make a motion to recommend sending the proposed amendments to Chapter 19 setback text to County Kerry Beach Town Council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so at the council meeting, which is the 20th, which has been rescheduled, if people need to catch that, because normally Tuesday is the 21st, but at the last council meeting, or the one before that, they moved the November council to Monday the 20th at 6:30. So at that meeting, I will...
Well, you'd have to plug in the notice requirements. The public hearing, if you...
Well, I don't know if they'll have a public hearing. I guess that'd be, I think I would present it, and then if they accept it, they would have a public hearing in December, or schedule it after we present it to you.
That's a little different than another town I've worked with, so yes, I understand, and that's correct. Well, good. That's done.
And then in December, they'll be swearing in new council members and new mayor. So they will, I would doubt if December gets a public hearing at the same time, but...
So they do their organizational meeting in December, not January? I forgot you were here.
Okay, on old business number B, an update on amendment to ordinance 1980. We as a body recommended to town council not to exempt town buildings from the setback requirements. They heard our pitch. They went into closed session that evening, and out of that, they agreed, as it states here, that the amended code of ordinance chapter 19 on zoning section 80 to permit town buildings and facilities in all the different zoning districts to exempt fire and emergency buildings and facilities from setback requirements. So they've exempted fire and emergency facilities from the setback requirements. And that was done by town council against our better judgment. Who does the consistency statement for that? I mean, they had a hearing, Okay, any new business? Member items?
I'm just kind of curious, do we have anything really on the agenda or table that's pressing that we've been talking about? I'm trying to think, this kind of wraps up everything we've been talking about, so...
I believe that's correct.
Anything coming from council that is kind of hot?
Yeah, it's election season. I think it's going to be quiet for the next couple of months.
It's going to be pretty quiet for our next meeting, I think, that's for sure. Okay.
I will relate that at the last council meeting, they talked about parking. Chief Bowden recommended some ordinance changes dealing with parking. I forget exactly who, but one of the council members suggested that that whole issue be tabled till the next mayor and the next set of council members. I jumped up from the back part of the audience and said, no, get that done now before the new mayor and the new council members. Because I'm hoping to be a new council member and I don't want that issue.
We got your back.
Answer your question, Greg. Parking may.
Okay, parking may appear.
May appear pretty quickly. I have one other item. As I've said, running for council, I am having an open house tomorrow, 121 Sea Watch Way, 6:30 to 8:30. Everyone's invited. Bring a friend. Particularly if they vote in this town. We're just going to have a little meet the candidate, chat, talk. There will be food and beverage available. And so come on out. Also, tomorrow night, if you have not been on the website today or gotten Ms. Avery's email to all the folks, there is a special council meeting here tomorrow night at 6:30 start to discuss the bids that have been presented for the reconstruction of this building, the police department, and of course, the new fire station. So that meeting is also open to the public, of course. You can come and be part of that, hear the discussion on the bids that were submitted. I don't know how many bids or anything about it except it was on the town website. Anything you want to share about that?
Four bids, Nancy?
Yes.
Four bids, yeah. Four bids accepted.
If there's no other items, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you all.